Shalom Aleichem. Today, Mishnah Yomi is wrapping up Chapter 3 of Shavuot with Mishnayot 10 and 11. Shavuot Bitui, an oath of declaration, Noheget Be'anoshim Uvenoshim. This applies to men and women. Both men and women can make such an oath and be on the hook for a carbon if they are mistakenly violating this oath. That might sound obvious, but in the next chapter we're going to mention there's a type of Shavua that only applies really liability where men are concerned. Mishnah goes on, Berhokim or Krovim, whether the subject of the oath is Rahok, not related, or a Karov, or a relative. Bekesherim ubisulim. Kesherim is people who are kosher. That doesn't mean they separate their milk and their meat. It means they are kosher to testify in court. In Sanhedrin, we went into great detail, but people who are kosher to be judges and to be witnesses, you know, people who aren't gambling or doing things that might end up taking money from other people. And also psulim, people who are not usually trusted. Maybe they are gamblers. Maybe they are, you know, shepherding their small animals and possibly on someone else's land. But they can also make an oath. And it would be a binding oath, even if we wouldn't necessarily trust them lechatchila right away in court. The Mishnah adds, bifnei betin, v'shalo bifnei betin. Whether this oath is made in court or it's not made in court, it still applies. Mipi atzmo, as long as he's the one volunteering to make the oath. The oath is coming out of his own mouth. It isn't other people telling him, you are hereby bound by this oath. The Mishnah concludes, V'chayavin al zedona, he's liable if he purposely violates the oath, makot, the court can give him lashes, as we learned about in the last Masechta, v'al shigigota karbon olav yored, if he accidentally violates, maybe he forgot the oath, or he forgot what he was doing or eating, was banned by the oath, if it was a mistake, then it's a chatat, a special chatat that goes up and down depending on his wealth. Now, Mishnah 11, Shvuot Shav, a vain oath, Noheget V'Noshim V'Noshim, both by men and women, can be liable, Berhokim V'Krovim, it can be about relatives and non-relatives, B'Kashem V'Besulim, again, it can be made by anyone, B'Fnei Beitin or Shalom B'Fnei Beitin, doesn't matter whether it was made inside the court or outside the court, Mipi Atmo, as long as he said it himself. It's not that someone else is telling him, you know, I need you to swear right now that this stone column is actually gold. That wouldn't be liability, even if he agrees to such a silly statement. V'chayavin al zedona makot, if he violates purposefully, he is chayav in court for lashes. Well, shigata potter, if he accidentally violates this oath, he is not on the hook. Now the Mishnah concludes, achat zo v'achat zo, whether it's this one or it's that one, whether it's an oath of a declaration, of expression, or a oath that's vain, that's meaningless, hamushma pe acherim, somebody could receive an oath from other people, chayav, and be on the hook. But we just said that doesn't work. So ketzad, how would that work, where someone else's statement could be legally binding as an oath on someone else? Amar lo achalti hayom. Reuven says, I didn't eat anything today. V'lo hanachti tefillin hayom. Where Reuven says, I didn't put on any tefillin today. And somebody standing next to him, Shimon, says, mashbiacha ani. I am making you swear about it. He's like, oh yeah, swear that you did or swear that you didn't. V'amar amein. And Reuven, who said the first statement, says amein, which is a word of emuna, of belief, of affirmation. Chayev, then he's on the hook. His amein basically makes him bound by the shavua that his neighbor is imposing upon him to confirm his original statement. So that little word amein can be very powerful legally and, of course, spiritually. Our mefarshim, our great sages, they say that when someone makes a blessing, the one who answers amein, it's even greater because now we have people coming together and affirming that they believe in Hashem, in God, who has done for us whatever it is that we're making the blessing on. Now that's a public communal declaration instead of just one person. Yishar kohachem, tizku le mitzvot.